Well, let's say it again. Merry Christmas! We can finally say it without guilt. Because I know people have been saying Merry Christmas to each other for weeks. But we in the church have been trying to observe Advent and keep the suspense and have longing in our hearts and say, O come, Emmanuel. But it's finally here, and we're celebrating the birth of our Lord. I must confess, last Sunday, I got as good a Christmas present as I can remember getting with these vestments. It was a gift from the Latino community to me. Aren't they beautiful? Yes, I thank God for them. Yes, it's getting harder and harder to observe Advent. Now, maybe this is my imagination. Maybe I'm disremembering. Maybe you can help me out here. But I think it's getting so crazy in our culture with jumping the gun on celebrating Christmas that I swear that I was riding in my car. It was before Halloween. And I turned on the car radio. Yeah, I'm not hallucinating. I turned on the car radio, I put it to scan, and it hit WEEI. And what did I hear? I don't want a lot for Christmas. Mariah Carey, right? All I want for Christmas is you. I mean, it's a good song, but come on. Before Halloween? Give me a break. I guess that's the single number one Christmas song of all time now, surpassing White Christmas years ago. It's a good song, but you know, playing that song before Halloween is a sign that our society is hungering and thirsting for something, and they're just not going to the source to be satisfied. Now, we'll get back to that song, because like so many things in our culture now, it comes close to getting it right, but we got to kind of tweak it to make it really, really work. Incidentally, I had one of the greatest Thanksgivings I've had since my mom passed in 2012. I had the great gift of being able to go down to my sister's place in Virginia and have the first meal, holiday meal, with immediate family since 2012. It was my sister, my nephew, and his fairly new wife. And it was Thanksgiving Day, and even my nephew, who's not even 35 yet, he was complaining about the same thing. There should be an act of Congress saying you can't play any Christmas songs before Thanksgiving. So I turned and I said, Alexa, play All I Want for Christmas. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Stop it, he said. So they came over to dinner on Sunday to my sister's place. And I had it all timed. I said, sister, go open the door, when they rang the bell. And just as she was doing that, I said, Alexa, hit it. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Drive you crazy, right? Separated from Christ, anything, no matter how good, does not satisfy. No presents underneath the tree, no holiday meal, no decorations, no caroling, no secular Christmas songs like that, nothing is going to give us that peace and that contentment and that hope and that joy in our hearts, unless it is linked to Christ. And you could be a lot of places tonight. It's a freezing cold winter's night. And you're here because you know it. You are like the shepherds we hear in the gospel reading. You get it. You have heard God's call through the angels to come to the manger and adore him. And connect every good gift that God gives us to the giver. And that is the problem with our culture today. It stops short at the gifts. Doesn't anchor them to the giver, who is Christ. And in the second reading from St. Paul's letter to Titus, Paul said it back then about the people who had not yet heard the voice of Christ calling them and coming full circle and making that connection that everything is a gift from God and has to be used in right order and temperately so that we can have the abundant life that Christ came to give us, not just in this world, but for all eternity. And that's why he came, to show us the depths of his love. God so loved the world that when he saw us suffering from the effects of our own willful disobedience to him, steeped in darkness and prey to death, he broke the darkness and shed his light on us by becoming a helpless little babe in a manger. Not to stay there in the manger, but to grow up and become a man. True God and true man. God made man to get down to our level, to get on his knees, so to speak, and talk to us in our language so that we would know how to love and treat one another, know how to love and serve him and neighbor, and to finally show the depths of his love. That child grew into that man, that God, who did not hesitate to show how love really is, and to die on the cross, and to be buried in the tomb. And in dying and being buried, he took darkness, sin, death, and all the things to which we're prey, nailed them to the cross, buried them in the tomb, and when he rose, he emerged from there and said, "It is accomplished. I have won the victory, and you can share in that victory," he says to you and to me, "if you put your faith in me and connect every good gift to me and my Father in the Spirit, the giver." And that is the full Christmas story, my brothers and sisters. Now, as I said, you could be a lot of different places tonight, but you chose to be here. You chose to receive the gift that is Christ, the gift from the altar. The same Christ that was born in the manger and who rose from the tomb is the same Christ whom we receive every week from this altar in the sacrament of all sacraments, the Eucharist, Holy Communion. Now, I know what some of you may be saying. It's not so true with the midnight mass, but at the 4 o'clock mass, for example, this place was really packed. It was great to see. And when I said, "We come and receive Jesus every week," I could see on some people's faces saying, "Gee, that's not me, Father. I really don't come every week. And in fact, I haven't been here since last Christmas." Looks on faces like, "Is he going to yell at us?" Well, guess what? The good news is I'm not going to yell at you. You know, when I was a kid and I dragged poor old Father Ben out every year, when I was a kid, when I was an altar server, we had a dynamic, charismatic young priest named Father Ben. And he was so open and gregarious and welcoming, but he could not resist on Christmas and Easter, when he saw the churches full, from yelling at people. And even as a youth, I used to think, and the call was kind of there to become a priest, I used to think, you know, if I ever become a priest, that's one thing I'm not going to do, because Father Ben, didn't say it out loud, but I said to myself, "Father Ben, what earthly and heavenly good does that do, except for make people uptight and maybe ensure that they won't come back next week?" So I vowed then that my message would be, "Welcome home. Welcome home." We come to the end of a year, 2023 is your year to jump back into the game with both feet and reclaim your faith and reclaim your parish family and reclaim your Lord. And so, as I come down the home stretch here, we're going to get back to the song. But it needs rewriting. Remember, we need Christ, not in isolation, because Jesus says, you want me for Christmas? Well, guess what? You get every good thing enjoyed in its proper perspective, and you get one another. You can't have Christ without getting everybody else in the bargain. That's what he wills. And so we'll change the words. We, it's we, always. We don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing we need. Forgot the words. I don't care a lot about the presents underneath the tree. Oh, we don't. There is just one thing we need. Or should we say, there is just one that we need. Guess what? We're going to look at Google here because...
and I'm dropping my microphone and everything.
See what happens after you've had a nice dinner. Hang on here. Got to get my act together. All right, here we go. Got to get Google out here. And I shut the microphone off. My goodness. All right. All right. You can sing along if you like. We don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing we need. We don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. We just want you for our own. We just want you for our own. More than you could ever know. Make our prayers come true. All we want for Christmas is you. And guess what? Yeah, that's all we need, folks. That's all we need. As St. Teresa of Avila said, let nothing disturb you, nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes. He who possesses God possesses all. God alone satisfies. Merry Christmas.